Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Dr. Troy Hinkle just returned from leading a pilgrimage to Fatima, and it was there that Our Lady revealed that God's plan to save souls and bring peace to the world would be through devotion to her Immaculate Heart. So I want to invite you to join Dr. Troy live in the community space on our app for First Tuesdays with Troy. In this live session, Dr. Hinkle will go deeper, offering practical teaching on how we can help bring our loved ones back to the church through devotion to the Heart of Mary. So bring your questions. Dr. Hinkle will be answering them live. Just turn on your notifications or log into the app at 6 p.m. Central this Tuesday for Tuesdays with Troy. I've been sharing with you that we all have loved ones who have fallen away from the church, and there's a deep sadness, but it shouldn't lead us to despair because there is much that we can do, and we are stronger together than we are alone. This is why Archbishop Nauman established us as a public association of the faithful. That means that we're supposed to have members who can make an act of the will to pool all of their prayer work, joy, and suffering together in a kind of spiritual treasury that can be offered for all of our loved ones for their conversion and sanctification. And I want to invite you to become a member, to participate in this spiritual treasury. And all it takes is a simple act of the will. So you can just click the link below, become a member, it's free, and join us in applying these graces for the conversion of our loved ones. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today is the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, honoring the mission and martyrdom of the two greatest pillars of the early church. Both gave their lives to evangelization. And since we carry the same obligation to spread the faith and build up the church, it's a good idea to consider how these two great missionaries did it. Now, we tend to think of evangelization as something only for professionals. Well, at the time of Peter and Paul, there were no professionals. Peter was a fisherman. Paul, he made tents. But Peter and Paul didn't think of it that way. They were constantly evangelizing. That was what they did because it was who they were. They were Christians. Now, when your whole life, everything, is wrapped up in one thing, one idea, one person, how can you keep yourself from talking about it? How can the people around you not know about it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. So, what's the first step to evangelization? Make your whole life about Jesus. Then you won't be able to talk about anything without your faith coming into it. You'll be constantly bringing up the Lord, not in an annoying way, but because He is part of everything you think, everything you do. In other words, the first step to evangelization is to be a real Christian. But what is a real Christian? A real Christian is someone who makes transforming union with Jesus the goal of their life. So they receive Jesus in the Eucharist as often as possible because Holy Communion increases our union with Christ. And real Christians build a deep friendship with Jesus in prayer, which takes time. There's no substitute for time alone with Him. And real Christians do everything possible to remove the vices in their lives and take on the virtues through their daily resolution and monthly confession and a steady detachment from anything that holds them back from God. Are we this kind of person? Are we truly living as Christians? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Peter had a mission to the Jews, and Paul to Gentiles. And in a sense, there's a double task of evangelization today as well. The Jews represent those who mistakenly think they're knowledgeable and living their faith. The Gentiles represent those completely outside the fold. In the Acts of the Apostles, the greatest resistance came from those who were fellow Jews with the apostles. They were content with what they had. And they didn't want somebody calling them to live their own faith more perfectly, more consistently, more radically. Likewise, we live in a church where countless people in our own churches identify themselves as faithful Catholics, even though they never pray. They don't know the scriptures. They have very little reverence for the sacraments. And they reject the moral and doctrinal teachings of the very church they profess to be members of. Actually, I was one of these kind of people. But then a friend had the courage to do three things. He invited me to hang out, and he got to know me better. Now, at this time, I was living a very immoral life, but he offered me a book by William May entitled An Introduction to Moral Theology. I accepted the book because our friendship led me to trust him. But then I read the book and I was mad. Not because I didn't agree with the teaching. I read it and I knew this is true. I was mad because no one had ever told me before. But the most impactful thing he did was to tell me that Mary, the Mother of God, was appearing in Medjugorje. That really got my attention. Medjugorje made me ask, well, has Mary appeared other places? Oh, yes. Lourdes, Fatima, Akita, Japan, Cabejo, Rwanda, San Nicolas, Argentina, many other places. Then it struck me, well, if the Mother of God is appearing, then she's real. And if Mary is real, then Jesus is real. And if Jesus is real, everything has to change. And it did. And that's how I got here. And I know thousands upon thousands of complacent Catholics who were set on fire for Jesus because of Mary. So tell the folks in your life, Our Lady is appearing, and maybe that will get their attention. And when they say, tell me more, well, be ready. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Paul had the mission to the Gentiles. And since the Gentiles didn't know the Bible, Paul couldn't start with it. So he began with what they already knew. It's no different today. It probably won't work if we start by quoting scripture to people. So we start with what can be known by reason and by their personal experience. That is, facts or insights that are accessible to everyone. And that's what we call philosophy. So as a Catholic, to be an effective missionary, we need to know how to help people make sense of their experience, help them ask and answer the most important questions. Where do we come from? Who made everything? Why is there an order instead of chaos? Is there any purpose to human life? That kind of readiness takes some effort and some practice, but St. Peter tells us it's our job to always be ready to give an answer to someone who asks us the reasons for the hope that lie within us. And if we're going to take the gospel to the world, we have to be willing to engage in those kinds of conversations. Now, this might seem a little daunting to you, but there's a wonderful little book that will get you prepared. It's called Thinking Clearly by Dr. John Mark Miravalli. This is a great book, Thinking Clearly. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. So what are the best steps to help the people in our lives grow closer to God, to have a desire for God? Well, the best way to evangelize isn't by telling people what you believe. It's by asking good questions and genuinely getting to know them. People open up when they feel known, understood, loved, and cared for. If I sense that you really care about me, well then, I'll give you permission to ask me anything, even challenge me. But if you don't know me, well then I won't trust you. And I won't be open to those questions or challenges. So that means we have to spend time with people. Not just once, but regularly, consistently. So we need to look at the people already in our life. Who has God placed near you? Your spouse, children, in-laws, grandkids, aging parents, friends? Now, don't try to reach everyone. Commit to a small group of people, the people that God placed in your life, and then get to know them one-on-one and in small group settings. Invite them regularly to share meals, to go for a coffee or a drink, meet for dessert, or take a walk in the park. Build genuine friendship. And let them know how much you enjoy being with them. And listen well. And delight in who they are. And as the relationships deepen, people will begin to ask questions or show spiritual curiosity. And when they do, be ready to answer their questions, or offer to pray the rosary with them, or help them prepare for confession, and then even be willing to go with them, or to go to Mass together. And when the moment comes, don't hold back, because the Holy Spirit has been at work. Trust the Spirit. Step forward. Be confident. The Lord is working with you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, all month we've been suggesting to people every day at the end of the rosary little things that they can do in the realm of prayer, work, joy, and suffering to add to this big pool of graces to be applied to our loved ones. And I was thinking that, you know, three things that we can do that are really good for us, but also we can offer up for our loved ones are, first, go to one more Mass each week. Mm. We go to Sunday Mass, but add in one daily Mass a week. Maybe on Wednesdays. Wednesdays are special days dedicated to Saint Joseph. Or second, many people pray the rosary often, but not necessarily 7 days a week. Pray the rosary every day and offer that up. And then third, to go to confession once a month. And really, these three steps really help us move forward. But they're also powerful things to offer up. And I had a, you probably, you know, sometimes I get funny analogies in my head. And I was thinking, you know how when you have a jar and the lid, you, no matter what, you can't get it off. And you see me how I take a knife and I hit the lid. I bang the lid around the edges and then it just pops open. I was thinking, there's some loved ones in my life where that lid is stuck on so hard.
Then you just kind of want to hit him?
Well, no, but I'm thinking, you know, I'm a bang on that lid, but if we're all joined together, we're all banging on that lid, and that lid's going to pop off.
Interesting metaphor.
The metaphor doesn't quite work, does it?
The heart is there. I can't judge you for that.
Well, either way, let's take the steps forward ourselves, and then let's offer them all up, because the truth is, that's the solidarity of the spiritual world. We get to all join together to work on our loved ones, to just pound the heck out of our loved ones spiritually and hopefully open them up. So what were you reflecting on with this meditation on Peter and Paul?
It's going to sound more intelligent than it is, because it makes it sound like I'm doing this all the time. But my friends and I were recently reflecting together on the first homily of our new Pope. And so we got together and we read through the homily, and
that does make you sound intelligent.
It makes it sound I read every encyclical. I don't know what you guys are doing. No, it was actually, I have very incredible friends that it was their idea to do that, and I really recommend reading through it because it was really beautiful. But the discussion we had based off of that was about how we are called as Christians to talk about our faith.
Yeah.
But especially about, well, the conclusion we came to is that there's this really interesting dynamic in a lot of our lives that we can't talk about our faith because we assume people will reject us, but we just don't know that. We're not even giving them the chance to reject us most of the time. Now, there are some times where people have already gotten really up in arms every time we mention it, but that's not true in most of the cases that I find myself hiding my faith or not bringing something up to someone. Most of the time, I just assume that it won't be taken well, and I don't even give them a fair shot.
Yeah, we have this, all of us have this fear of rejection, fear of conflict. But you're right. If we approach it in the right way, especially if it's already built upon us demonstrating that we love them unconditionally.
Yeah.
The conversation itself often will go well. Now, they may not change their whole lives, or they may not change as fast as we want. It may not have the outcome we want, but often we can. How would you describe this, how the conversation might go?
Well, I think we assume that it will be blatant persecution or that it will be an argument. And I think most people are built to be a little avoidant of that kind of conflict.
Yeah.
Now, that's not always true, but I think most of the times you're going to at worst get a lukewarm response. But that's what we're called to risk at the very least.
Yeah.
An okay conversation. Sometimes, worst case scenario, maybe a bad conversation, but that's like the social martyrdom we're called to. And I say that as someone who I have really struggled with the ability to be a witness to the faith outside of Catholic circles, of having some friends from very interesting backgrounds.
Yeah.
And especially throughout high school, I just didn't tell anyone that I was Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, my job right now makes it very hard to tell anyone what my job is without telling them that I'm Catholic, which that's good for me.
Yeah, people ask me, so what do you do? I pray the rosary. That's a thing?
Yeah. But just to be bolder.
I think that's it. Pray to the Holy Spirit. And that is what characterizes the apostles after Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
Boldness. But we have to be willing. Let's take a risk. Well, this is an excellent thing we can offer up. Offer up taking a risk to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take the risk to tell people stuff. Take a risk to ask a question.
Yeah.
Like, What keeps you from becoming Catholic? What keeps you from coming back to Mass? What keeps you from confession? You're just asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
And then however they answer, don't get emotional. Just say, just understand.
Because most of the time, I think it is us bringing the emotions in.
Yeah. What if the goal was just simply to ask a question just to understand?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. With no strings attached. Because I think we forget that people on the other end of the conversation are just as scared.
Yeah.
They're just as worried that they'll be judged or that they're going to be put in a compromising position for their values, things like that. But if our goal is very clearly just to know and love them,
just
with no ulterior motive.
Yeah, just to understand. Well, you know, if they, what prevents
you? Oh, what do you believe about this? What do you think?
Yeah, and if they respond with something totally ridiculous or contrary to your faith, don't react emotionally. Say, thank you. I understand better
mm-hmm.
where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You're not saying you agree,
mm-hmm.
but understanding is a key step.
Yeah. Ask more questions.
Ask more questions of understanding and leave them free.
I like that. That's really practical advice. And I could probably, my easiest resolution would just be less of a coward personally, because most of the time I'm actively avoiding it. And I know that all I'm actually being called to is just to tell the truth about myself.
Yeah.
Because like you said, if your life is really deeply surrounded by Christ, you can't not talk about him. He's slowly encircling me in my work and in my family life and in my friendships, so that it's really, really hard for me to hide or pretend like this isn't my whole life.
Next thing you know, you'll be wearing a big miraculous medal outside your
mm-hmm.
t-shirt.
I got a little tiny one.
We'll get you a bigger one. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.